95.5 KLOS. Tell me about that band.
Oh, man. Violet Saturn, brother and sister team out of Malibu. I got to see them just before the world shut down.
Oh.
They were just getting their start in a tiny little rehearsal
space. Terrible time to launch a band.
Energy. Yeah, right? Enjoy 2020.
Wow.
Yeah, they're just so great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing them live and for real. By the way, have you texted the word stimulus yet to our new tiny little Denoris? Denero. I knew I couldn't.
Yeah, that. I knew.
This is not going to happen.
Try it again.
Denerosaurus Rex. It's Cassiosaurus's
kid. Yeah.
68255 is the word stimulus, please. Quickly.
When I was out of work, I was watching a lot of TV, mm-hmm. and I started watching a show called To Catch a Smuggler.
Okay.
On Discovery Channel.
Right.
And it's basically people trying to get drugs into the United States in 1,000 different ways.
Wow, yeah.
And they've got agents there that are questioning people, and they've
right.
got drug-sniffing dogs, and
right.
it's kind of crazy.
Right.
And I saw this headline, customs agents in Cincinnati seized 44 pounds of cornflakes.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Covered in cocaine instead
right.
of sugar.
How the hell did that happen?
Where's my
cocaine? Damn it!
I don't know, but you know, cornflakes don't really weigh much.
No.
So I don't know how big the shipment was to be 44
right.
pounds of it, but imagine biting into cornflakes or giving them to your kids.
Well, that'll wake you up.
And they actually have cocaine on it instead of sugar.
Yeah, you know.
A drug-sniffing dog found it first and was sniffing at it, and they were like, wait, what's going on? And they saw it, and it was like, all right, covered in cocaine.
Well, who did this? How did this even happen?
It's a company called Angel Cereals out of Lima, Peru. And I think we have the CEO and the marketing director.
Oh,
on the line.
Online. Hello? Hey, it's KLOS.
Hey, guys. How you doing, man? This is Chad Angel. How you doing? It's Angel Cereals out of Peru. How's it going, fellas?
Wow. Well, we're well, and it sounds like you're doing pretty well as well.
Woo! Woo! I'm doing great, man. You know, I want you to know, I heard you guys talking about the story, and I just want you to know, I am the CEO and marketing, executive from Cereales Angel, which is, we say down here in Peru, but actually it's a company named after me. I'm Chad Angel. It's my cereal company,
okay.
And I just wanted to straighten a couple things out, if you don't mind.
Okay, yes,
no,
please.
That sounds very good. Tell us about it, sir.
Look, this whole thing's a misunderstanding, okay? I do distribute cereals around the world. I am an international cartel company. I'm a company, and we sell cereal all around the world. And yes, the cornflakes were my cornflakes, but I had nothing to do with any cocaine that was ever found by any dogs.
Yeah, I mean, there were 44 pounds of it.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right? It's crazy. If you had 44 pounds of cocaine, let's say that's a street value of, I don't know, $2,822,400, would you put it in this cereal, man? That's crazy. Who would do that?
I mean, I think you do that. People
no
like
way,
you do
man.
That.
No way. I'm a legitimate businessman. All I do is sell cereal. And, you know, it's crazy. The whole thing's like a massive undertaking. And what are they doing with dogs around cereal anyway? That seems unsanitary to me, man. You want, like, dog hair in your Rice Krispies? Not me, man.
You sound like you're very excited,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, you're a little amped.
Well, man, I'm just a happy guy. I'm a happy guy. That's why they call me the Snow Angel, man. Like, my friends call me Snow Angel because I like to make snow angels. And they call me Chatty Lion. Because, you know, I wear a lot of stripes, or Chatty Rail, because I like to go on a lot of railroad trips, or Chatty Bumps, or Chatty Toots, or Johnny 8-Ball. I play a lot of pool with Johnny Cocaine. I got a lot of different nicknames, but I am a legitimate businessman, and I'm just trying to sell cereal, man.
Okay, so you're saying that there was no cocaine on the cornflakes?
Not when they left my factory, man. No, something happened between my factory and Cincinnati, man, and I had nothing to do with it. It's crazy. I mean, this is, I'm losing my mind. This is nuts. Hold on a second. What? Okay. Look, I gotta go, man. I just got a huge order. Donald Trump Jr. just ordered 47 cases of Cocoa Puffs.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact, my friend.
I was looking on the internet, and I found a whole bunch of people who... The topic is strange things guests did in your house.
Oh, okay.
Strange things guests did in your house.
Oh, you said that in stereo.
And I have two. One is a New Year's Eve party.
Oh, man. Of course that gets bananas.
And Ralph Garman.
Oh, we're going to call him? We should call him.
With his girlfriend.
You know, we haven't talked to him yet. We've talked to a lot of people that sound strangely
like him.
Yeah,
true.
But not him yet.
With his girlfriend in our bathroom.
Oh, in your bathroom.
Yeah, we had to burn it down. But the funniest one, mm-hmm. and I still to this day don't know what happened.
Okay.
I was at a party at Bean's house.
Right.
Donna, his wife, has great taste. So
yes,
their house is amazing.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, she's basically a fashion diva, really.
So it's like, it's one of those houses that's a little too nice.
Sure.
I don't really feel comfortable because it doesn't look like it's quite lived in.
Yes. It's more like someone's going to come in and film for Architectural Digest.
Well, I think it was like a housewarming party, so I think everything was relatively new.
Okay.
Now, I'm a huge fan of
trashing the joint.
Don't poop at work.
Oh, my God, no.
Take
poop
care of that
at home.
Right.
Poop at home, people.
Every once in a while, you don't have a choice.
Nope. Like every day. I mean, every once in a while.
So I decided that...
You were going to poop at the party?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I didn't really have a choice.
You're a party pooper.
Yes, I am.
What?
But I thought, in my infinite wisdom, I would not use the downstairs.
Yeah, I was going to say...
I go upstairs.
Yeah, the houses I've been in of Beans, a couple of them, are massive. They are huge. So at least you had a few choices.
So I go upstairs, and I'm thinking, okay, well... I won't be discovered this way.
Well, of course, Ralph was in there with his girlfriend.
No, that was a different one.
Oh, okay.
Totally different party. So, I...
sit down to do your business.
Yes.
Noodles, are there any spiders involved?
No.
Good.
But I clogged the toilet.
No! I was wondering if that's what you were going to say.
Now, my response to that...
Oh, no.
To this day, bothers me somewhat, and I also don't know what I was thinking. I think I just panicked.
Were you drunk? You're at a party.
No, at Bean's house, no.
Here, have some Kool-Aid.
Nope.
Okay.
But my response was, and I'm not saying this as a joke, I literally ran out of the house.
You just left?
Yes.
You?
I ran down the stairs... Out the front door.
Did it spill over on the floor when you flushed?
No, but it was super close.
It was right at the top. Next time it flushed, it was going to go over. Was there a plunger?
Actually.
Uh-oh.
Honestly, actually. No, there was no plunger. I looked.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know that it didn't.
Yeah.
Because I ran. Because
you ran immediately. As soon as it started filling up.
That was my response, and I don't know.
Was this a really full bowl?
Yes. And my response was run.
This is your coworker.
Yes,
how many years has it been? Yeah,
it's probably been 12 years.
Yeah, because back to Phoenix. I mean, that's a long
maybe
time
eight,
ago.
9 years.
Yeah, that's still plenty of time.
Yeah.
How long before you fessed up that you were the party pooper?
I fessed up, I believe, on his last day.
You're kidding!
No.
You didn't say it before.
Nope.
I love you.
I was
that's
too embarrassed.
Amazing.
That's
you
not amazing.
A secret that
no,
long.
That's awful.
No, it's hilarious.
It's not
and
hilarious.
On his last
when
day,
when it's you, it's not hilarious.
By the way, buddy,
just so you know,
do you remember like 12,
remember
22 years ago?
Yeah. So that happened.
I heard your his last day. I don't remember. I must have missed that. That's
maybe
hilarious.
It was his last day, but I know that it was.
Yeah, it was in there.
It was in the last
that's
maybe
so
year.
So awesome! No, that's something to be proud of. To
no.
stand up. Let's call him at home right now and remind him of that moment.
No, why would I run?
You know who would be really?
He's my partner. Why would I run?
Because that's you.
But why wouldn't I say, hey,
no, you know.
I just ruined your upstairs. Why wouldn't I make a joke or...
I don't know.
Ask for a plunger?
You had a minute to think about it. Have you come up with any kind of...
I just
what
panicked.
What was I thinking?
I panicked and
panicked.
I ran. And I got in my car and I drove away as fast as I could. Why? I don't have
and
any idea.
And did he not ask you then? Of course, you know, when this business, there's so many weirdos, and we just all take off.
And there were a lot of people at his house, so it wasn't necessarily me.
Yeah, so yeah. Did he bring it up?
No.
He didn't mention that someone had clogged his turlet.
Nope. So that's...
Oh, man, that's beautiful.
That's a little embarrassing.
That's a great story.
That's not a great story.
It is.
Not if you're the one that's... clogging the
and
toilet.
Especially you waited all those years.
Strange things guests did in your house.
Good luck eating that one.
Here's a list of other people, and then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Strange things that happened at your house. A guest that was there visiting for a few hours cut their toenails in my living room. Can you imagine?
No.
I mean, I'm the wrong guy to judge because of the story I just told.
So they're sitting there talking, chatting away, and just cutting their toenails.
Yes.
Ugh. Get out.
Someone stole my winter hoodies and antidepressants.
Okay. Well,
that's a weird thing to steal.
Half of that I can see for sure.
My son's middle school friend opened all the yogurts in my refrigerator, didn't eat them, just opened up the tinfoil lids.
I wonder what this one is.
All of them.
I wonder what this one is.
Oh, no, they say on the outside what
it is. Yeah, I know, but he's just really dumb. I don't know. What does it smell like?
So 818-955-KLOS if you have a strangest thing that ever happened in your house from a guest. Oh, no. Just got a text from my friend Marin who says, you ran out of Bean's house? And I said, yep. One of the most embarrassing things in my
Instead
life.
Instead of telling him you had just clogged his upstairs toilet.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
In his brand new house.
There's a lot wrong with me.
Well, whatever, man. I kind of get it. I sort of do.
Strangest thing a guest did in your house. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, my girlfriend came over when we were little. She stabbed our chair.
She what?
She stabbed our chair with the knife, the kitchen chair.
Why? Why did she do that?
I have no idea. She came over to get me to walk to school. We were like in first grade. It was crazy. I don't know.
You know, awesome. Actually, speaking of first grade.
I love your friend.
Yeah, my friend in first grade stole a Christmas light that I had.
Really?
Yeah, and I showed up. I always went to his house after school, and I saw it in his bedroom. And I'm like, dude, that's my light. And he's like, nope. I'm like, come on, it's a weird shape. Yeah.
That's super weird.
Yeah, so of course I took it back, and he didn't say anything about it.
But did he stab it?
Yeah. No, fortunately not.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello. Strange things guests did to your house.
Especially in first grade.
Well, it's not my house, but this is a little long story, but you're going to like it.
All right.
You got a second?
Yep.
All right. So my friend and I look a lot alike, and so did our wives back then. We got drunk. Went into about 1 a.m. and he passed out and I went into the wrong room. And the wives are very similar, so I knocked one out. And then when it came to, me and his wife looked at each other like, oh, and got out of there, right?
Like, I so doubt
this.
No, I doubt this too.
Yeah, I think that you both knew what you were doing, and you were pretending. No, liar.
It was my first time at that house. I thought I was going into the right room with my wife.
No, you're still trying to tell the story because your friend is still
then
mad at you.
9 months later. 9 months later.
Oh, no.
Your baby.
Yeah,
all right,
we don't believe you.
That's too.
But thank you. That was beautiful.
It's too good. Yes, but no.
It's always that way. You have a story.
It wasn't mine.
Oh, it wasn't yours. It was someone else's.
But we still mess with my friend, saying, "Hey, yeah. Oh, how's your wife and my kid?
I'm still not buying it. I love it.
Yes.
I want to buy it.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS. Your guest story. Corey Taylor. Samantha's gone. KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Sluggo just told a story about pooping in somebody's bathroom and then running out and leaving in his car.
It was a brand new house, and I was kind of nervous.
So it's the strangest thing a guest did in your house. KLOS, you have one?
I had a friend of mine over at my house, and after they left, I went to go make a sandwich, and I had watered-down mayonnaise. Sorry.
What?
That's the weirdest thing.
Why did you have watered-down mayonnaise?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know why. It's just weird.
Okay. They watered down your mayonnaise? They poured water into your mayonnaise jar?
Exactly, yes.
Is this a euphemism that I'm totally missing?
Right.
I don't understand why people would do that either, but that's...
Oh, look at this. She's going to hate this. Mayonnaise is not going to be very, very, very thick, and it's going to be watered down.
I'm making a note. That sounds funny.
Yeah, I think we'll do it.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. That's odd.
Do you poop out at parties?
Right. That's embarrassing. I would hate to be that guy.
Yeah, I've never heard of anyone.
Strangest thing a guest did in your house. You have one?
So this is actually at my mom's house, and I did it.
Okay.
Me and my brother went over to my mom's house for like 4th of July like 3 years ago, and he brought over a girl that he had had a crush on forever and he was trying to get with.
Mm-hmm.
Me and her ended up hooking up in the bathroom. About a week later, I came over just to visit my mom, and my brother's in the bathroom fixing the sink. Her ass was so big that it actually broke the sink. And I still mess with him to this day.
Wow.
But did you tell him how the sink got broken?
Yeah, well, right after he fixed it, I pulled him back into one of the spare bedrooms at my mom's house and said, dude, you do realize that was the girl's name. I'm not going to throw her a blast like that.
I mean, give her first name.
Last name, Social Security.
Just first name.
Yeah.
What's her first name? Just her
Jenny.
First name.
I'll go with Jenny.
Oh, Jenny was a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Awesome. Thanks for calling, man.
Sorry, I apologize for that right now. KLOS, hello.
I was at a friend's party, and I got a little bit too drunk, and they broke his toilet. The only way I can describe breaking his toilet is like those robbery movies where they're stealing a diamond, and it's like a little piece, like circular out.
Right.
Exactly like that. Just punched it right out of the bowl, and I got out of there, too.
You did?
You ran like I did?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You're not alone.
I thought I was the only one.
You're not alone.
Oh, I'm so happy. One of me.
One of me.
But I got caught.
Oh.
Oh, well, you're not as good as
Kevin
me.
Kevin got away with it for 22 years.
I got away with it.
Oh, I got caught.
Wow.
Damn, dude.
Charles Bronson in Breakout.
That used to be playing at the drive-ins all the time when that movie, that song was new back in the day.
Drive-ins, wow. The flashback.
Triple feature.
I don't think I could live in a small town after living in Los Angeles
for
most of my life.
Possible, man.
I just don't think it would be interesting.
No, enough. I can't now. We've looked around. We've gone to places. We've stayed places. And like, I got to get home to L.A.
Too dull, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a city, though, named Christiansburg, Virginia.
Yeah.
And there's a music store there. And they decided it's called Bridge Caldo. I guess that's the guy's name, music, and they decided that they were going to start a sign war, which I've never heard of, but I love.
Yeah, what does that mean? They going around tearing down other people's signs?
No, they have a sign on the outside of their wall where they can change the lettering.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, "Hey, Super Shoes," which is just across the street. Want to start a sign war?
Oh, nice. I
Super
like that.
Super Shoes says, "Hey, Bridge Caldro, our shoe strings are stronger than your guitar strings."
Well, that's a fair
not
comeback.
Bad.
Yeah, not bad.
And then the music store said, "Your shoe strings never got anyone a date."
Oh, that's a good one.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
And then the shoe place said, keep your play dates. We specialize in soulmates.
Oh,
S-O-L-E.
That's bad.
Because it's a shoe
good-ish.
Shop.
Yeah, I think I'm already going with the record store.
Okay, so now the music store. Is going to involve other people. They say, what a crock. I don't know what stinks worse, your shoes or Kabuki sign.
Crock is good, too.
So then Kabuki Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi enters the fray.
Right.
You've got to be sharp to make our good sushi, and we won't string you along.
Oh.
Don't love it.
Well.
Y'all got Crocs, but we got Godzilla. We shredding this war like Caldro shreds guitars.
This is like old school Twitter.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
But on their signs that
right.
People drive by all day. So then the Super Shoes gets back involved. It goes mosh pits and raw fish, both more dangerous than shoe shopping. Not
enough.
A fan.
No, yeah.
Then a pharmacy gets involved.
Yeah, we got drugs,
the
man.
Christiansburg pharmacy says music, shoes, and food are fine, but your health is what matters to us.
Ah, that's too serious.
It's not awful.
No, but they should have said, you know.
And then the music store said, anyone else? Come at me, bro. Looking at you two across the road.
Wow. That's really weird.
Oh, I'm not done. So then the shoe store says, boy, that escalated quickly. And then the First Church of God says,
wow.
Pianos need tuned. Mikado costs money. Shoes wear out. Jesus is forever, honey.
Nice. All right, that's good.
So far, they're the winner.
Yeah. Then I like a church that can actually step up and play along.
And they said honey at the end of it to make it rhyme.
Right.
Then a professional accounting firm got involved. Shoes, strings, sushi. Your girl will leave you if the IRS is after you. Then the public library got involved.
Wow.
We tried to find time to join the Seaberg sign war, but we are fully booked.
Oh, my God.
I got to be honest. I don't hate it.
No, that's pretty good.
Yep. Gas station decided to get involved. We will fuel the sign wars.
All right. That's fair enough.
Hampton Inn decided to get involved.
Wow.
Songs, shoes, sushi is worth a lot of fuss, but at the end of the day, they sleep with us.
See, and I got to think, well, where's the general manager or someone in corporate going, this has to stop.
Right.
This must not be going on.
Which it doesn't.
Yeah, yes, no, so it's great. Yes, it's doing awesome. This. Good for them.
And then Lawson Mobile Home Supply says a musician, shoe salesman, pharmacist, and a barber walks into a kabuki, and the bartender says, this could be a sign.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I sort of love that.
Yeah, that's pretty
solid. And then a car wash got involved, and then a bunch of different businesses.
So virtually every business in Christiansburg, Virginia.
Love it.
Play along.
I love that
yeah,
stuff.
That's cool.
Because you're totally right. Usually it's a big business, and the boss's boss doesn't get
no,
it.
No.
Yes.
Take that down immediately.
And stops it right away. Yeah. And in this, they're just all having fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And here at the end of the world. Other, yeah. And the church is getting
yeah, the
involved,
church.
And the library.
Yeah.
I want to move to Christiansburg for like 2 days.
Until we read all the signs. Right. Then we got to get the hell out of there.
Then we
got
to get back here. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I know we're going to talk about it later, but I'm very excited. Billy Idol was one of the first people I saw plan a show for this year, 2021.
Sweet.
In October in Vegas, but just to see that starting to happen, and then with the new CDC guidelines, we'll talk about later today.
Very exciting.
Yeah, things starting to fall into place. Very cool.
Remember when I was telling you the story about the girl that had the tattoo, tramp stamp? Right there were, and she was a huge fan of the band Bush and Gavin Rosdale.
And which should have been in the other side then, really.
Sure.
Instead of the tramp stamp.
That's not the point.
Location. Oh, okay. Right, okay.
The point is.
Oh, yeah, she, yes.
She spelled it Galvin. Right. And that made me laugh.
Yeah, that's very funny.
Made Gavin laugh.
Oh, I was going to say, yes. I didn't know if you told him or not.
Oh, no, we did it on the air.
Oh, nice.
We were like, oh, what's your name? Yeah, you're a huge fan? Yeah, what kind of tattoo do you have? Turn around and show him.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's beautiful. And Galvin had a good laugh. Huh?
Galvin did.
That's
he awesome. Really enjoyed it. There's a lot of people have music tattoos because music is really important
yep.
in your life.
Yep.
So we're looking for obscure music tattoos.
You know, it's funny. I just went to search to see what the most popular music tattoo is. You know, you can't find anything on Google necessarily now because it's all ads instead
yeah, true.
Of actual. Here's Joe Blow's list that he went out and compiled. But the one I know I've seen the most, at least here in Southern California, I think music tattoo is Sublime. I've seen so many Sublime tattoos. And I don't know if like you go
makes
you know,
sense.
East of Barstow or whatever you see as many anymore out there in the rest of the world, but
I'm not a huge Miley Cyrus fan.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if you have an obscure music tattoo.
Yep, or one that you wish you hadn't gotten now.
Yeah, sure.
Or it was way. Misspelled, like Galvin
Either
of
way.
Bush.
All of the above.
Yes.
Miley Cyrus, not a huge fan, but she got a tattoo after breaking up with her boyfriend, Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
And the tattoo is lyrics on her arm.
Uh-oh.
And she performed on the MTV VMAs, and you could see the tattoo on her arm, and it comes from an obscure Pixies B-side.
Yes! I love the Pixies.
That's
like my favorite band
Strange,
on the planet.
Strange, right?
Yeah.
The Thing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Is mm-hmm. the name of it.
Right.
And it's, she got, my head was feeling scared, but my heart was feeling free.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. Good for her.
But also,
Miley, I love you now.
Also obscure because a lot of people probably don't know that lyric.
No way. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So that was surprising.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, good for her. That's
yes.
cool.
So 818-955-KLOS. If you have an obscure music tattoo, call now. 95.5-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about you have obscure music tattoos. KLOS, hello, you have some?
I have tons of them.
Oh, tons. All right. What's your favorite?
My Violent Femmes and then my David Bowie.
Nice. You just have their names? Faces?
No. So for the Violent Femmes, I have Crazy, Crazy, Crazy off the song Crazy from Violent Femmes.
Sure.
And then I have, for David Bowie, I have a skull with a Ziggy Stardust across it.
Ah, very cool.
The lightning
Sweet.
Ball across it.
Did you ever run into Bowie or Gordon Gano of the Femmes? Have they seen your tattoo?
No.
Yeah.
No, never.
Not a lot of people run into Bowie.
No, it doesn't happen very often.
Ran into Bowie.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello. You have an obscure music tattoo?
I do. I have Cokie the Clown.
Cokie?
Cokie the Clown. Fat Mike from No Effect.
Oh, okay.
Got
that's
it.
Awesome.
Nice. I love that.
Yeah, that's very
And do
cool.
you have to explain it to people? Is it someplace they can see it?
Well, it's on my calf, and I have very big calves, so they always think that it's an ICP tattoo because they don't know Cokie the Clown.
Oh, that's
but they
funny.
They know No Effect.
Sure.
And they're like, oh, it's ICP. I'm like, no.
How dare you?
Has nothing to do with Insane Clown Posse. Get away from me.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up? So you guys want to hear my tattoos?
Yeah.
Obscure music tattoos.
Are you guys familiar with the punk rock band Discharge?
Nope.
I am not.
Discharge, no.
All right, so I got a big old Discharge tattoo in the front of my leg. And then on the back of my leg, atoxico, which means toxic. So whenever girls see that, they're like, oh, you're a toxic guy, huh?
Yeah, and I would think if you go into the Army, you've already got Discharge on you, so you should be able to get right back out. That would be nice. Hey, thanks for calling in, Matt. 818-955-KLOS. Let's hear about your music tattoo.
Royal Blood on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin.
Money.
Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We do have $5,500 in our money, 1 second of nonstop rock.
Money.
But first, we're taking calls about obscure music tattoos. You have one?
Many?
I have a social distortion tattoo on my thigh.
Is it the skeleton?
Yeah, with a martini drink,
yeah,
and a cigarette.
Yes. Nice.
I got one of those.
Love nice. It.
That's I love that. Cool. How many times do you have to explain what it is?
How many what?
How many times do you have to explain what that tattoo means?
Nobody knows what it is because it's like 20 years ago.
Wow.
Nobody
man.
Knows on, in Southern in, California?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
That's awful. That's wrong.
I thought you were going to say, occasionally.
Yeah, me
I
too.
I don't drink martinis. And I don't smoke either.
That's irrelevant.
It's time to start both, young man.
I'm starting a little late. I'll give it a good shot, though.
Well, right on. Thanks for calling, Mike Ness. You take care.
Thanks a lot.
Right on.
I lost about $120 to Mike Ness before one of the Acoustic Christmases.
Oh, why? Really?
Playing cards.
Oh, really?
A game I didn't really know.
No. I was the drunkest I've ever been when I had to interview someone when I talked to him the first time. Oh, my God, I was wasted.
KLOS, hello. You have an obscure music tattoo?
Hey, yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you guys.
I know. Why don't we shut up already?
Sorry about that.
Just go ahead. Keep going. I mean, like we're here. Nobody's listening. You know,
it's a good point.
Well, you are on from Poughkeepsie or whatever they say, like on one of those talk shows.
Hey, a side note real quick about not about the tattoo, but I won the $500 from the 1 second of rock.
Right.
Nonstop rock. And I wanted to let you guys know that I got the check.
Wow, so that's shocking.
I wanted to say thank you very much, one, and also to contribute to the show today. Yeah, I do have a tattoo. It's on my calf, and Prince Purple Rain.
Oh, wow.
If you bought the album, it was the album sleeve.
Right.
And if you bought the CD, it was inside the booklet of the CD. It's the face of the lady, and it's not really a face. It's just eyes and a
that's cool.
A nose and lips.
So
yeah,
very
only
arty.
Four people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only four people have ever been able to tell me I know where that's from.
Only four.
Only four.
That's pretty awesome.
Pretty amazing.
Four people
yeah.
Have seen the tattoo and said I know where that's from.
I bet I know one person who would for sure know Kat Corbett. She'd be like, sure. Oh yeah, I know Prince. Right on. Thanks, man. Hey, it's KLOS. Do you have a obscure music tattoo?
I've got the logo from Faster Pussycat, the cat.
Nice.
I like it. Where
from
is
the
it?
First album. Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Right on my forearm.
Has anybody ever come up and written kill underneath it? Faster, pussycat, kill!
Not yet. I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
Right on. All right. Thanks for calling, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. $5,500 and our 1 second of nonstop rock coming up in minutes.
Damn.
First, we're talking about obscure music tattoos. You have one, sir?
Everyone's heard of Black Flag, right?
Sure. Of course.
So when I was 13, I got a Black Flag tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
This guy did it with a... like a homemade gun.
Excellent. You did it yourself. Good.
No, this guy did it.
Oh, it's the safest, yeah.
He just messed it up right away.
So it's more of a blue flag.
So I knew this guy, older guy that worked at...
I'm sorry. How do you mess up a black flag? It's just four bars.
That is seems relatively easy.
That seems like the easiest tattoo ever. Although very cool that you got it when you were 13.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is that a dog I hear?
Yeah.
Oh, what's your dog's name?
Yeah,
Down Boy.
I got three. Chrome,
Do you need some help?
Do any of them have tattoos?
Let's go ahead and do a twofer.
Ah.
From Nirvana, shall we?
Yeah, why not? A twofer Wednesday.
This is Drowned in the Sun on KLOS.
A little more Nirvana for it.
Got my
sounds like like a drunken computer to me.
Yeah, I don't know that either. Okay, listen. This is a weird story. This is a new Nirvana song that was created 27 years after Kurt Cobain's death.
Featuring, apparently, Kurt, although it sounds like he is not with us anymore. The way this guy's so close.
So here's what happens. It's called The Lost Tapes. Wait, turn up this chorus.
Okay. That music's not too bad.
Can you restart it?
Yeah, and then just hold.
Yeah. This is called The Lost Tapes of the 27 Club. It's a musical project that uses automatic intelligence to analyze up to 30 songs for selected musicians who struggled with mental illness and died at the age of 27.
Oh, the dead is a large, weird club. That's bizarre.
Including Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, and Amy Winehouse.
Yeah. 27 is some sort of thing.
So they've funneled 30 songs from each into a computer, and AI wrote a song.
Shouldn't they have done 27 songs as long as they were at it?
It does make more sense, yeah. Sure.
I mean, if you're going to do it, 27th. What difference is 3 going to make? I mean, come on.
So Drowned in the Sun is the name of that song. And this, I think, is cheating, though. They got the singer from a tribute band.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Guy's name is Eric Hogan.
I guess it would be, but you could isolate his vocals and then have it just sort of, I mean, that would take a lot more code and a lot more scheduling programming time,
right,
I should
but
think.
If it's AI, you shouldn't be adding a
right. A that's tribute not singer. Yeah, yeah. That's one of odd. The very first electronic albums was basically Gary Wright. Do you remember Dreamweaver?
Yes.
That album was pretty much all synthesized with the exception of the drums. So I'm like, well, you're not there yet. You know, this isn't really right. The first kind of an important part.
Maybe either do it all or don't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
At all. So this is a new song that was written by a computer.
So the music itself was actually, it came up with a...
Yes.
The computer came
and
up with it.
And by the way, the songwriting sounds...
Yeah, it's progression.
Like something they would do.
Yeah. Like a bad B-side.
Sure.
An import single.
I mean, it wouldn't be a hit. Let's not be crazy.
What does Dave Grohl think about this?
I don't know. This has to be odd.
Yeah.
I'll bet he's fascinated by it, though, because...
Yeah, how do you not be
as
fascinated?
As a songwriter...
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't a songwriter in that band, so as a songwriter now, though, I would think he would be interested in how AI came up with this.
And that little pause there, that was pretty nice. Huh. So it basically analyzed all their music and said, they like to do this, they like to do that.
Yeah.
Let's put it together that
way. Yes. And the AI is wearing a green sweater.
HAL 9 million has gone mad.
Waiting for...
Hey, those guys aren't so bad when you don't hear them every other song.
You mean like that one Croc station?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings unto thee.
We are talking now about things that you thought when you were a kid.
And you finally realized, nope. That's not the case. That doesn't make any sense at all. What was I thinking?
And then for a while, you didn't tell anyone because it was embarrassing.
Yes.
But
yes,
now
you can sit here and say, yes, when I was probably 7, mm-hmm. I think, the parents, the adults, were talking about someone who was in the hospital. And they said, well, we just hope he doesn't slip into a vegetative state.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in front of me, not to me at all. And then one of them said, yeah, now he could become a vegetable. Boom!
You thought
my brain said, "Oh my God, he could turn into a carrot." And I didn't say anything.
That would have been a bad form.
Oh no, I would have. It would have solved so many problems,
well,
right?
Yeah, it would have helped you. Yeah.
So I mean, you know, my brain took off, and they were clearly serious. They were very concerned. Mm-hmm. They weren't screwing around. They weren't talking to me at all.
Right.
So my brain thought, well, he turns into a carrot. And then a nurse could walk in and say, what's this carrot doing here? And throw him away.
But wait, why wouldn't the nurse know if he turned into a carrot that he would turn
it's
into
a carrot?
Why would she be surprised that he turned into a carrot?
Oh, there's a carrot on
that doesn't make any
on the
sense.
Bed. I was 7! And they were so serious and so concerned. So, like, I just thought it was horrible that you could end your life turning into a vegetable that gets thrown into the trash.
Yeah, well, that isn't ideal. If that was true, that's not ideal.
Oh, my God. And then I was scared of hospitals for years to come. But I never thought of it necessarily again until one day, I think I was maybe 11 or 12, and someone was going into the hospital. And I thought, you might turn into a... What the hell? Then it occurred to me. Yeah, I figured it out
yourself.
Myself.
You did. Wow.
I'm like, what a stupid kid.
I believed two things when I was a kid. One, if you ate watermelon seeds, a watermelon tree or whatever would grow in you.
Man, adults tell you that kind of stuff.
Why?
Pumpkin seeds. And yeah, I don't know, because it's hilarious.
It's funny to laugh about when you're drinking wine with your friends.
Yeah, and I suppose also it's a good way to keep kids from doing it, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess that's probably the whole desire. Yeah. And my other one was if you swallowed gum, it never left your system.
How true is that, though? I still wonder if there's some truth to that. Maybe it's in your guts somewhere.
No,
that's not true at all.
In your body?
I don't know.
You know how many pieces of gum I've swallowed?
Me too.
That would be 1,000
pounds. Well, that explains a lot. Well, that explains a lot.
Sluggo just realized.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Oh, speaking of, I'm going to play AC/DC, really.
All right, we are going to take your calls.
Yep.
If you, like us, have had
some ridiculous thing
when you were a kid. there's a list on BuzzFeed. One of them is the belly button feeder.
What's
that? This is somebody who thought that when a mom fed her baby in her womb, that she would just put food in the belly button.
I've never heard that one. That's a good one.
And the other one that I found very funny, and I can't remember who else thought this, but the dedicated TV actors.
Well, I don't know that.
So the kid would watch TV, then he would go eat or whatever. The people that were actors and actresses would wait for him.
Oh.
Then when he came back, they would continue the show. That's what they thought.
Wow.
Television was.
Wow. Wow.
So the dedicated TV actors wait around for kids to come back to the TV and then they can start again.
And that is sort of that super ego that you have as a child, that you think the world revolves around you.
Totally. Yeah. And you don't understand the technology necessarily.
Right. Right.
All right. So we'll take your calls at 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS, and the dumber the better. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
As a child, I was afraid when they said you could turn into a vegetable, you would literally turn into a carrot.
So we're talking about stupid things that you thought as a kid, or in a lot of these cases, you were told by your parents.
Yeah.
That's some BS there.
Yeah, that is.
All right, so KLOS, hello, what's yours?
So I'm blind in my left eye, and when I was little, I thought that when I covered my right eye with both eyes open, I could see through my hand because everything was kind of fuzzy.
Okay.
So I thought I had superpowers.
Oh, I see.
See through my hand.
Wow. It does make sense logically.
Yeah.
If you can see something.
Yeah. Very interesting.
All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hi. I have a story as a kid.
Please, stupid things you thought as a kid.
So I must have been about 5 when you're just learning to read. When I would see carpool, I thought it was only for cars with pools.
I love that.
That makes so much sense.
That is the best.
Right?
Right on. What's your name?
Yes, Monica.
Monica, I wish I had a car like that.
Thank you, Monica. Yeah, that would be awesome. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Stupid things you thought as a kid.
This is way back when I was 13, and I went to, they had Social Security offices that you could go to.
Okay.
And then the thing was, my parents never gave me a Social Security card. So at 13, I said, I'm going to go get a Social Security card. So I went down, I filled out all the stuff, and I got a Social Security card. It came in the mail and everything. So my parents said, we got it. So I thought I had 2 numbers.
For how long?
Until I was an adult. And I said, no, I'm not going to use the Social Security number that my parents got. I'm going to use the one that I got, because the one I got was better.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right, but it was the same number. They knew it. But, I mean, it's like, you know, I thought for sure that I had 2 Social Security numbers.
That's beautiful.
You rule. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, we're talking about stupid things you thought as a kid.
Although I would say that guy was duped by his parents, not necessarily.
Yeah, true.
That would be believable.
True.
What do you got?
If you cross your eyes, they're going to stick like that.
Yeah. They do love to say that one a lot.
They do.
Hello, KLOS.
So one time, me and my mom were driving somewhere, and I was sitting in the front seat. I was probably about 6 or 7, and we were driving somewhere, and she was out of gas. She was on the E-line. And I was really scared that we were going to get stuck in the middle of the road and have no gas. And she had said that however the mileage on your car tells you how many miles you have left.
On the odometer?
On the odometer. That's how many miles you have left when you're on the E.
Wow, she led you. So it would say
835,226 miles left to go. Don't worry about it. We're good?
She had...
Wow. Well, that's nice to keep the kid from.
Did you ever run out of gas because you thought you had play? Oh, you
moved on. Okay. 818-955-KLOS. What did you believe as a kid?
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We are talking about things that you thought that were pretty stupid when you were a kid. What's yours?
Hi. When I was a kid, we drove a lot, and I always thought that when it said exit only, that meant that was the only way to get there at all.
Oh wow. And so were you confused when you drove past exits then?
Well, I'm not sure exactly when I learned that wasn't true. I think I was like 16 or 17 years old.
Be honest, you still believe that, don't you?
No, I don't.
Liar!
No, come on. You can be honest with us. Look, however smart you are now, we were all dumb as kids.
Yep.
At some point, we thought something stupid was true.
Yep.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. What's yours, sir?
Yeah, when I was about 3 or 4, I used to think motorcycles, I nicknamed them Cunnanas. So whenever I see a motorcycle, I'd say, Cunnanas.
Cunnanas. Is that why?
No, Canada.
Canada, why?
Why?
No, with a K, Canada.
Okay, but why?
I don't know. It's just when I was that age, I did.
You're making up your own words. Well, that's good. I mean, you know, that's fine.
Thanks for calling KLOS. Hello.
Very strange.
Yes, I didn't know. He was correcting us like we were.
No!
Talking about stupid things you thought as a kid. Hello.
With a K.
Hello?
Yeah.
So I came to this country when I was 7 years old, and they picked us up at LAX, and it was nighttime. So as we were driving down the freeway, the brake lights were red on one side, and the other side were white lights, right? So I thought that you had to know what kind of lights you had on your car to determine which side of the street you were on.
That's very funny.
That's really interesting.
That makes sense. Logically,
yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah. Huh. Where'd you come from?
Cyprus. It's a small island in the Mediterranean.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh. I want to go there. But it's a little belated, but welcome.
Thank you.
Right on.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, KLOS. What's your thing you thought as a child that proved to not be true?
Mine was I used to have a habit of eating lemons. You know the little seeds? My friends used to say, if you eat the seeds, you're going to grow a tree in your stomach.
Right.
Well, yeah. Me, like a dumbass, I was 6 years old. I actually felt the pain at night, and I was thinking it was true, so I didn't want to let them know anything. I went and I took X-Lax. And I was out of school for like 3 days.
Oh!
Thinking as well as that it was.
Oh, see, now that'll teach parents to tell kids things like that. That was actually kind of smart of you, in a way.
Lemons, but it was all the acid that I ate, and it was hurting my stomach, but I thought it was that.
Oh. You're a pretty smart kid.
Yeah, that's kind of smart.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow, right on. Thanks for calling in.
KLOS, hello. Stupid things you thought as a kid.
Oh, well, I used to think back in the 50s, like, things were black and white.
Right.
Oh, yeah, sure. Because of TV and movies and everything.
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah. I used to ask my dad, hey, what was it like back then when everything was black and white? And you're just like, what?
What is wrong with you? That's beautiful.
I'm raising a dumb son.
Yeah, apparently he grew up in Pleasantville. I love that movie. Hi, KLOS. What did you think as a kid?
Yeah, when I was about 6 or 7, I thought that the dogs were boys. And the cats were the females.
You know, my mom thought the same thing.
What?
The dogs were boys and cats were females.
Really?
Yeah, dogs are always male and cats were females.
Your mom always thought that?
Yeah. Yeah, she still does to this day. Awesome. Thanks for calling in. That's very interesting. I've never heard anyone else other than her say that. Hey, KLOS.
No wonder you are the way that you are. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. So it wasn't so much what I believed, it's what I let my children believe.
Oh, nice.
They lied to me.
They lied to you?
I thought that if they lied to me, that it turned red behind their ears. So anytime I didn't believe them, I'd say, okay, let me see behind your ears. Oh. And then they'd say, okay.
What a smart parent.
So they're about 10.
I was going to say, about how old were they? 10, huh? When they started, one of their friends were like, that's not true. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what? I kind of have to encourage parents in that one. I think that's a pretty good idea.
Nicely played.
Yeah, nicely done.
It
worked. Right on. Thanks for calling.
Fair warning, man. Fair warning. You know what I mean?
You're quite the thespian. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Have you ever found anything expensive?
No. I saw this on the list today you want to mention, and I thought, accessing, no. How about you?
We're going to, no, $20 bill, probably.
Yeah, I found some cash every once in a while.
In Palm Beach, Florida, over the weekend, a beachgoer discovered a package, opened it up, and it was 65 pounds of cocaine.
Wow.
65 pounds. Well,
someone on a yacht is very unhappy. Some party went south quick.
Right.
Hey, where's that coke?
So the people from the beach went to the U.S. Border Patrol and gave them the cocaine.
Oh, man.
Worth, later estimated.
Wait, let me guess. Okay. 65 pounds? God, I really have no idea. This is going to be so $150,000. No, it's going to be a lot more than that.
$1.5 million.
Right. Jeez.
Just washed up on the beach.
Wow.
Hey, what's that? It looks like a package.
Yeah, I mean, how did they know it was coke? I mean, they go over and take the little, you know, television finger in it, and then
I don't think they even looked. I think they just saw all the packages.
Oh, right.
And they sort of they're in Miami, for God's sake.
One of those packages had to have gone in someone's trousers to go home, right?
I mean, it's very possible.
If it's free, if it's on the beach.
Because the cops don't know how many were there.
Yeah, totally.
So you're saying,
would you take one?
Well, no, because I don't do cocaine, but yeah, I would have sold it. I wouldn't sell it.
Honestly, I don't think I would walk away from it. I think I would take one.
Really?
Yeah, I think I would.
Well, you're a bad person.
I know. This is not news.
All right, so we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if you found something expensive. And what did you do with it?
Yeah.
Give it back? Give it to the authorities?
Keep a little bit of it?
Keep a little for yourself like Sluggo would do?
I guess. Turns out.
At 818-955-KLOS, call now. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking about Palm Beach, Florida, and a beachgoer discovered over $1.5 million worth of cocaine.
Woo!
Washed up on the shoreline. And I didn't see this before, but the first response to this tweet is another tweet saying somewhere Don Jr. is crying.
That's a fact. That is a
very
fact.
Funny. All right. So you found something expensive. And what did you do with it?
Hello, hey. KLOS.
Hey, Swaggo.
Yes?
This is Kevin.
Yes?
Hello?
So the question was, have you ever found anything valuable?
Yes.
Yeah. And what'd you do with it?
It's the Santa Anita Racetrack, and I found one of those paper vouchers left in a machine, and it was worth a considerable amount of money, let's just say.
How much? Yeah, how much?
$3,200.
Wow.
Wow.
Nice.
As a naive dumbass, I pumped it out of that machine, took it to another machine to thinking that I could transfer the ticket to a different ticket, and I made a couple wagers. And then I cashed that ticket. And then the next time I went back, I put it in the machine, and they said, see a teller.
Oh.
And the gentleman says, we know that ticket you got wasn't yours.
Oh.
And I had...
Put your hands behind your head.
Yeah.
By the short ones. I had to go...
So you could have cashed it right away, then. Is that what you're saying at first?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Right.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
What are you, mad?
Yes. Rangy! Crazy! Why? What do you mean?
No, I just can't believe what's going on there. I mean, really, what are you, mad? I mean, insane?
Which part?
Because
keeping a part of it? I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know. I'm out of here.
All right. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling. I love that guy.
That was very odd.
He's my favorite caller.
You guys,
today.
Are you mad?
What's wrong with you? KLOS, hello?
Yeah, I was got in the back of a taxi once, and I picked something with my foot, and it was a wallet, and it had $1,000 in it.
Wow. What'd you do with it?
I looked up the person's address through their driver's license, and I returned it to them.
Very nice. Yay.
Look at that.
That's good.
You wouldn't have done that, Sluggo.
No, cash I would.
Oh, no, there was only $800 in here.
I'm taking it. Yeah, well, that's true. Probably wouldn't be quite $1,000 anymore. But. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
Thanks, you.
Hey, did he give you a reward, by the way?
No. I didn't care, man. As long as I got his money back, it wasn't too far from my house.
Yeah, that's
cool. You hear
cool.
that, Sluggo?
See here, you. I had gone and bought some coke with it. Hey, KLOS.
So, I went to a house party.
Yes.
And this was a rich kid, and he was getting jacked by everybody at the house. And then the cops came, and somebody handed me a box And I just ran out with it and left. His dad was like a sheriff or something.
Oh, great.
And he handed me his 45 special edition.
Oh.
And I didn't know what to do with it.
That's right. Yeah. Sure.
I got a sheriff's gun. I wasn't robbing the kid.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And I left, and I said, "Hey, what's in this box?" And we opened it up.
Gun.
And it was this like gun, and it had the sheriff's name on it, stamped. And
holy cow.
I ended up driving. Yeah, and I was in Redlands. Drive by Highland. Found some guys on the street. And I said, "Hey, if you give me $50, because I can't return it. Yeah. How do you return that?"
Well, I mean, somebody handed it. I don't know.
Mm.
No, well, yeah.
Well, I mean, interesting. You sold it to a random rando for $50.
For $50. Get it out of my hands because I didn't know what else to do with it.
Sluggo is very proud of you.
What would you guys do? Did I do wrong?
Well, I would have found some way to probably mail it back, I suppose.
Honestly, I don't know.
I don't think I would have sold it for $50 to someone on the street.
I mean, you could have gotten more.
Could we? Yeah.
We're disappointed in your business decision.
Wolfie! That is Don't Back Down. That's a new one from Mammoth, 95.5 KLOS.
I really like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff, mm-hmm. man. Well done, sir. So, still taking calls about you found some stuff laying on the
ground. Something valuable.
What did you do with it? Hello?
Hey!
What are you calling about?
Hey! What's that?
What's that? Is that a thing still?
No.
Okay.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Well, I'll miss you on lithium and all that, man.
Oh, thanks, man. I missed doing it. It was fun.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
I got to
find you again. It's great.
Welcome back.
I want to say I found about, I think it was about $8,500 in a money clip roll thing.
Wow.
And, I remember picking it up. I was about 12, and I thought I made my biggest day.
Yeah,
and my dad seen me do it, and he goes, "Nope, we're turning it in."
Damn it.
Talking my lesson.
Oh, those responsible parents.
But did anybody ever claim it, or did you
claimed
get to keep
it? Claimed it right away. They were waiting. Security called him over. The guy goes, "What a nice young man." Gives me a $5.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Hold up. A $5 bill.
I looked at him. I said, "Come really, guys? I'm 12, but I know you could have given me $100 on that one."
Yeah. Dang.
I like that you shamed him.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. May on KLOS is all about winning cash and trips to the Sahara in Las Vegas.
Hell to the yeah, it is.
Your shot to win at least $500 happens each morning at 8 with Heidi and Frank, and again with us at 3 and 4 in the afternoon. And Marcy has trips to the Sahara, Las Vegas every week this month.
Marcy!
So keep listening for your chance to win that. We have our little $500 game.
Yeah, man.
Every time somebody misses, it rolls over.
They have been doing. This one is a tough one.
This one is $6,000.
We do keep hearing from people online saying, "I've known since the beginning," and I believe they're right.
I just can't get through.
Yeah, you have to be caller 13.
So we're going
to
do that in about 5-6 minutes.
Something like that, yeah.
It must suck to work at Starbucks. We're going to have to do this topic another day.
Yes.
But there was a Starbucks employee who tweeted on today's episode of Why I Want to Quit My Job. And then that picture.
Oh, my God. This is a mobile order, first of all, from Edward. Edward, come on, man. He needed a Venti Caramel Crunch Frapp. First, Frappuccino. First of all, that's dangerous because the caramel itself in cold, you can choke on that stuff. But he also wants little bits of crunches in it and 5 extra banana bits, extra caramel drizzle, extra whipped cream, extra ice. Extra cinnamon dollop on top. 7 pumps additional dark caramel sauce. Extra caramel crunch. 1 pump of honey blend. Not 1 pump more, by the way, or Edward will be pissed.
Right.
Extra salted BM butter. I don't even know what the hell that one is. I don't even know what.
I know what a BM is.
I put a BM in this drink for Edward. 5 pumps Frappuccino roasted coffee as well in this one Venti drink. 7 additional Frappuccino chips, heavy cream, and last but not least, and this pisses me off the most, I think, double blended. Not just once. Put it back in there. Take another few minutes with my damn drink.
That's one drink.
Yes!
I This is one of my pet peeves. I do know that Starbucks is a little more specialized.
Sure, but this
but
is
that's
being,
ridiculous. Yes. But when you walk through, when you go through like a McDonald's,
right.
You don't order a lot of specialty items.
No.
Just go through, pay, take whatever food they give you, put it in your pie hole, and move on and get out of the way.
You got Kevin behind you is needing his drink
and
his food.
It's a fast food, restaurant. Yeah, you can't order
fast.
And then Starbucks. Yes. I mean, for God's sakes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 things added to the drink that you were.
Man,
14 extra directions.
I do not at all blame Josie for wanting to quit her job with that guy.
No.
We'll have to do that another day. We don't have time today, but we'll have to do another day that you work at Starbucks and it blows.
And why you quit.
We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back with $6,000!
$6,000!
You good?
Yeah, barely, sort of. Lots of water.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Sluggo had his second shot yesterday.
Yeah, and it was fine at first. I was dancing and singing, but late last night.
You're kind of rubbing it in, I gotta be honest.
I'm like, ha ha, you had it twice, and then you had a terrible reaction to the first one. I was really amazed that I didn't have any kind of reaction to my first shot, and yesterday, and then, of course, finally.
And late last night, and this morning, 101, but you're all right.
Yeah, you know, it's as good as can be.
You could be this homeowner in Torrance.
Oh, my God.
It's a woman who came home to find close to 1,000 birds inside her home.
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm a dog guy.
Right.
Not much of a cat person.
Right. We're going to bring you around on that,
with
though.
Exceptions.
Right. With exceptions, which is how we
might
bring you around.
Not much of a bird guy. I had a friend when I was younger who had one of those, I don't even know what it was a giant bird.
Right.
And it was in a cage.
And say rude things to you.
But it was inside.
Not
dead. Yes. And, no, it wouldn't talk. It would just... Yes, when you walked by, and I was like, how do you live like this?
Heart attack!
I could never figure it out.
Boo!
But this video, these like 1,000 birds are all in a herd? Is that what you call them?
Let's go with flock. I don't know, but
they're all in
I
a
like
flock.
Her.
Yeah. And they go right down one chimney, one home's chimney.
Yeah, which immediately led me to look at ours to make sure that there was like this weird cap on it.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, so they couldn't do that.
Listen to this newscast.
It's horrifying.
And she called and said, there's birds everywhere.
Little did Carrie, who doesn't want her last name used, know what mom meant by everywhere.
Carrie Edwards, by the way. No, just kidding. No idea.
But this phone video of inside her house makes it pretty clear. And check them out. That's outside their windows.
Then I got the video of the birds shooting down the chimney from the neighbor.
This video, birds fly around the chimney outside the house, and soon enough, they sweep in.
It's like they're dive bombing.
Yeah, and it's like right out of the movie, The Birds. That's exactly what
it really
is. Yeah.
They all go for that one chimney. Who knows why?
Right. But these are all one kind of bird.
Yes.
What are they? You said they're protected, right?
Yes, they are protected. They're called a chimney swift.
Oh, chimney is in their name.
Yes.
Even. Oh. So they're not really big birds. They're kind of medium.
No, they're pretty relatively small.
Yeah. Sparrow
size. 1,000 of them?
Yeah, that's way too many.
You know what that is? 1,000 butts. You know what that is? A lot of poop.
You said you saw the house with covered.
And there was like children's toys
covered in bird poop. Burn the house down.
Ugh.
Why did you even save the house?
Gross.
Burn it down.
When I got there, I walked up to the front door, looked in, and right back out I went because it was insane in there.
They seem to be Vos swifts, which roost in chimneys and are flying past Southern California on their migration north.
I saw a ton of them, by the way, right after this news story.
Is that right?
Yeah, driving away from the house, and they were in the middle of the road. Like, we were going kind of through them, and they sort of flew away a little bit, but they're clearly looking for another chimney or something, man.
Montecito police provided photos from a home in their area that was badly damaged by a swarm recently.
And animal control said, just leave your doors and windows open and they'll go out.
Well, that's helpful.
Listen, just open your door. They'll go out.
Oh, they won't anything come in.
That
and they'll head on out after they've pooped everywhere.
That always works.
No problem.
Once the door was open, they decided to take a nap.
Of course.
The
it's nice fresh air in here. Thank you.
And go in every room possible.
May sound funny, but she has a small child in the house. Her toys and belongings were covered in droppings.
Still funny.
Yeah, it is kind of funny.
I mean, sorry.
With it being unlivable with droppings absolutely everywhere, we decided to go stay in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat just stayed up for hours taking birds out, 2 to 4 birds at a time. He got a box and was putting them in the box. in a thin box so they couldn't fly out, and just shaking the box out to get them out.
It was like a television box.
Right.
It was like that box, and he would just pack birds in it and walk out and just sort of get them to fly away.
I think the video that freaked me out most about that was they showed the fireplace, and there was a grate in front of it.
Yes.
And there was at least 400 birds inside
to get inside.
And making all sorts of crazy noises. I was just like, that is not what you want to see in your fireplace. That's nightmare fuel from now on.
Yes.
Lesson of the story.
Keep your flu shot.
Yes.
And if you don't have a flu, make sure there's some type of net or mesh on your chimney, because this was, you know, you want to spring clean, but this is one way to have to spring clean.
That's insane.
They say they're a protected bird, and they also say that your home insurance will not cover.
Oh, well, of course it won't. And they always find some damn way out of it, don't they?
They arrive in the U.S. in March and are gone by November, so we're good.
There's no problem. Stu said he would have his flamethrower out. I think that's a really good one.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
We're all gonna die!
No, that's not the case.
Is following. It's 1979 all over again.
It is a great headline, though. Rogue Chinese rocket is on a collision course with Earth.
Dun, dun, dun.
And it's supposed to hit Earth this weekend.
Yeah.
And they don't know where.
Nope. I mean, this keeps happening. And there's so much space junk up there, it's not a surprise. One of these days.
This is a Chinese rocket that put some of their space station stuff into the atmosphere.
Right.
In space.
Yeah. In your butt. I think that might be a moment right there. Ding, ding, ding. Wait, hold on.
How dare you? And then, but the rocket is too big to burn up,
right.
So it's going to come back to Earth, and they have no idea where.
Yeah, and so is Vegas taking bets on this?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But we do have a spokesman for the Pentagon.
Oh, wow.
John Kirby joining us now. John.
Hello, John.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, thanks
hold
for
on,
joining
I gotta make it, hold on, I got to make myself a drink.
Okay.
What?
I'm making myself a drink. We're going to die, man.
What?
Wow.
What do you mean, what? Well, what? I mean, you keep asking a question.
Well,
there's
saying,
a rogue Chinese rocket that's going to crash on Earth. So kiss your ass goodbye.
But, I mean, in the article, you sounded like you were pretty clear-headed and calm.
Yeah, I was kidding. I thought, aren't you?
That's what I started thinking about it.
Oh, no.
There's a 70% chance it's going to hit the water. You know what that means? A 70% chance it's going to land on me.
Have you done the math on that exactly? Because I'm not sure.
Yeah, I have done the math. Did you know in 1961 a cow was killed by some Cuban space debris?
No, I was unaware of that.
Oh, my God.
That happened.
Okay, right?
A cow. I'm not as tough as a cow.
No,
if a rocket hit me, I'm dead for sure.
But I
you ever try to kill a cow? It's not easy.
No. Why would I try to kill a cow?
Boom.
All right, listen, though. What are the chances it's going to hit you versus hit us?
Yeah.
Well, look, you don't know my life, man. I work for the Pentagon, okay?
Right.
As if things weren't bad enough.
Right.
You know what the last 4 years have been like for me? I was wishing a rocket would hit me.
Now the rocket's here and you don't want it.
No, because things are turning around a little bit. But I call up, I go to bid, you know, get Progressive Insurance for a Chinese rogue rocket that's hitting your house. And guess what? Florida's not interested.
Flo does not care if you get hit by a rocket.
No, Flo does not care. The little gecko doesn't care. Nobody cares.
What about the caveman?
Oh, I didn't think about the caveman.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll give him a call.
All right, great.
For Tuesday, two from Aerosmith, last one there from 1985's Done With Mirrors, Sheila. So I was talking with him one time. We were doing a radio interview, and I mentioned that and how much I liked
Steven
that
Tyler.
Album. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was when Joe Perry came back to the band and Brad Whitford in 85. And I was like, that was just such a great album, and Sheila in particular. And he's like, you like that song? Nobody knows that song. I love that you love that. I worked really hard on that song, man. That's really cool.
I wonder how many bands have that.
Yeah.
Where some of their favorite songs are never hits.
Did not do anything, but they love it. It hits home. I don't know. Let's find out.
Strange.
So,
the Beatles. Let's talk about Paul McCartney.
Stu's in the studio for this one.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything.
Howdy, sir.
By the way, that is a great album, by the way.
Yeah, such a good Done With Mirrors.
It is a great Done With Mirrors. Go get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And get Beatles. I mean, get Paul McCartney, too.
I was recording a commercial with Stu,
uh-huh.
and he pointed out Temporary Secretary. from Paul McCartney.
I don't even know that song.
I don't either. Yeah.
You said that's from 1980?
It's from 1980, yeah. The single didn't really go huge, but, you know, a lot of stations gave it a bunch of spins for a while.
So this is before he teamed up with Michael Jackson, right?
I think so, yeah, a couple years before.
Doggone Girl Is Mine.
Here, my thing about Paul McCartney is he set the bar way high.
Right, with the Beatles.
With the Beatles.
Yeah.
And all the songs that he wrote, Let It Be and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So compared to that high level that he set, it would be like Michael Jordan scoring 3 points. For other players, maybe 3 points is an average game, not for Michael Jordan.
Well, you know, sometimes people are big superstars, and then they kind of go somewhere else and do something smaller, and, you know, we got to let that Kevin kind of go.
Paul McCartney got busted, because Paul McCartney smokes, or maybe still does, a ton of weed.
I would guess
right
so.
Right? And, I mean, you know, eventually you're going to come up with some, you're going to experiment, sure, and you're going to say, hey, you know what?
You're gonna come.
Ooh,
this is good.
That Temporary Secretary is a perfect song. Listen to this song.
It's a good song. We're gonna play the whole thing.
Written,
no,
and sung by Paul McCartney.
Yeah,
okay,
it's a great song. Yeah, it's already great.
Oh boy, this is one to be Kraftwerk, is what this
right
is. It's very.
Can you find for me someone strong and sweet fitting on my knee? She can keep her job if she gets it wrong. Ah, but Mr.
It's pocket calculator.
I need her. All I need is help for a little while.
We understand what temporary secretary is. I just need a little help for a while.
It's good times.
Come on.
This is good. This is, you know.
Why aren't any temp agencies using this?
Workers should be.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, if I ran a temp agency, this would be the song.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, right?
It's awesome.
Well.
Is it awesome?
It's awesome.
I don't
yes.
hate
it's
awesome. It.
By Paul McCartney standards?
Look. Jeez.
He did a song called Too Many People. And I believe this song is about John Lennon and Yoko Ono.
Nope.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, yeah, get to that second one. And then Too Many People is what this is.
Oh, I need to hear it.
Hate it.
Reaching for a piece of cake?
Well, it's like a watered-down Beatles B-side.
It's I say it's no worse than Temporary Secretary.
Agreed.
Or no better than.
Yeah.
Agreed.
But it's definitely better than The Doggone Girl Is Mine or whatever
I could skip that one.
Do you remember Spies Like Us? He did the theme song for that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's terrible.
Yes.
Yeah. You're all going to agree on this.
Okay.
Wow, I forgot about this song.
I mean, come on.
No, that was beautiful.
Yeah, I don't need to hear that one.
No, we actually played this on the radio and when it was new.
He doesn't sound like he was stoned when he wrote that, though.
No, agreed.
And Temporary, that's, I think, the difference, the drugs.
Still better than that other one.
It could be.
There was one other that he did, besides the one with Michael Jackson, that I can't stand.
Ebony and Ivory?
Yeah, that's...
Somebody's knocking on the door, somebody's ringing the bell, somebody's
let
knocking
him
on the
in.
Door,
let him in.
That's a great song.
That is a good song.
Somebody's ringing on the bell, let him in.
What? Do me a favor. Open the door.
Mullikintyre.
His ex-wife had a lot to do with being vegetarian.
Right.
Sure.
And he wrote a song called Meat Free Monday.
Just Monday, though.
Meat Free Monday. It's a fun day.
It's a fun day. And it's happening.
It's a fun day.
I didn't hate that.
Come on now.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Come on.
I mean, I'm
okay. You gotta be honest.
It's about it.
Way ahead of Morrissey, Meat is Murder, so that's kind of...
Sure. Listen, I'm with you guys on the great songs that he made.
Right.
But,
well,
let's admit, when crap is crap. Right?
Wow, slinging. I mean, this is a very subjective thing, man.
It's not necessarily a popular standpoint.
Right. But so that's why you want to take it, because it's not very popular.
Yeah.
This is a troll.
You get it's a troll.
Down with Paul McCartney. Boom.
Black, boom. Empty soul from the troll.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon at 8 minutes after 4. We would like to play you some audio from a woman named Miss Yannette Lopez, and she's a cafeteria manager at a school in Edmond, Oklahoma. And she just passed this week her test to become a U.S. citizen.
Oh, nice.
It's lunchtime at Prairie Vale Elementary. Cafeteria manager Yannette Villamontes Lopez and her team preparing chicken nuggets for these little ones. An immigrant from Cuba, Yannette moving from Houston a few years ago with her family for better job opportunities.
When I was a child, I had a dream, like say Martin Luther King, right? My dream was come here to this great country.
One dream fulfilled Monday. Yannette passing her test to become a U.S. citizen. The children lining the hallways to celebrate her big accomplishment.
All students give me hug. United USA was exciting. I was crying like a baby, and the teacher were crying.
Yannette, not the only one passing the test, but her whole family, including her husband and three children, ages 17 to 28.
All right.
17 to 28.
Yes.
Everybody passed.
All three kids passed.
Nice. That's awesome. And all the little kids.
Imagine you're the one kid.
Right.
Who doesn't pass. Mom, husband, two.
That would be me, and I do believe you. Right?
All of them passed the
test.
You
have to study this test.
I know everything about the United States, Constitution, President, everything. It's amazing. I know. I learn a lot of history because I love this country.
Yannette encouraging everyone to go after their dream, no matter how hard it may be.
That's awesome.
That is a very sweet story.
Yeah, that's good. That's cool.
And I thought, I wonder how we would do.
That's kind of a common question for people. Be like, well, do you really think it's 100 questions might be asked?
There's a test that people have to pass to be a U.S. citizen.
Yep.
I wonder if we could pass that test.
U.S. citizens, can you pass the U.S. citizen test?
If not, you're gone.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I didn't sign up for that part. I didn't see that part.
So we'll take a break. But when we come back, Sluggo and I are going to take the test. We're going to give it a shot. We'll see if we'll be allowed to stay or not. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We just played some highlights of a woman in Oklahoma.
Just became a U.S. citizen. She, you know, so I thought this was kind of interesting. I knew that they have to answer questions, but I didn't know exactly how it worked.
Okay.
And this is how it works. The U.S. citizenship test, the applicant for citizenship is asked up to 10 of the 100 questions. There are 100 questions altogether that they should study. They're asked up to 10 of them. The interviewer reads the question in English. The applicant must answer in English in order to pass at least 6 of the 10 questions. Have to be answered correctly.
That's 60%.
So 60%. So that's better than I got in high school. Yeah.
The bar is pretty low.
Much better than I got in high school.
All right. So can you pass a U.S. citizen test?
That's the question here.
So we're going to do this right now.
Yeah.
There's 50 questions.
Yeah.
Can you can click on the answer, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think it'll score it for us.
Oh, okay.
All right. The first question is, what are the two major political parties in the United States?
And then it actually gives you 4 choices, and I'm going to go ahead and go with the Democratic and Republican.
Woohoo! We got it.
And does it say that? Oh, yes. It gives it to you. Okay,
yes.
Good. All right. So number 2, I will ask you. Are you keeping track of that? What major event happened on September 11th, 2001 in the United States, Kevin?
Let's see. Japanese attack Pearl Harbor. Terrorist attack the United States. That's it.
All right. So you got one right. You're on your way to that new lounge suite.
Why does the flag have 13 stripes?
Because the stripes represent the original colonies.
I believe that's correct.
I think that's right. Yep. I got that one right.
All right.
I am a little nervous about this. I have to tell you. I've always wondered about this.
I have too. And I've always assumed that I would probably fail.
Me too.
Although I didn't know the pass fail rate was 60%. They were fine with that.
Makes it a little better for me.
If the president can no longer serve, who becomes president?
That's
super easy.
Yeah, that's pretty damn easy. I'll go with the vice president on that one.
Good.
Okay.
Now, what's the next one?
The next one for you is name one right only for United States citizens. name one right only for United States citizens. But then it gives you four choices here: freedom of choice, attend public school,
it's freedom of religion was the first one,
and what did I say?
Choice.
Oh,
freedom of choice.
That's Devo. I'm just trying to throw you off, man. And run for federal office. So, Kevin, your answer, please.
Name one right only for U.S. citizens.
Yes.
So other places have freedom of speech, public really? School, freedom of religion. Run for federal office would be my answer.
Oh, okay.
Boom!
You got that.
Boom, sucker!
Well done.
If both the president and vice president can no longer serve or becomes president.
I'm going to say the Speaker of the House. I believe that's right.
I believe that's right as well.
Whew. I wasn't completely
We're doing
sure.
pretty well.
Yeah, I guess so.
What are two rights of everyone living in the United States?
Is this your question to me?
Yeah.
Is it my turn to answer? Mm-hmm. Freedom of speech and freedom to run for president. Everyone living in the United States, freedom of worship and freedom to make treaties with other countries, freedom to petition the government and freedom to disobey traffic laws. That's like always in the traffic test. There's always something yeah. insanely, and I always want to do it. Freedom of speech and freedom of worship. I'm going to go with that one.
Is that right?
That's right.
Right. Yeah. Hey, so far, I don't think we missed any.
No, I'm amazed, actually.
All right, what's my question?
What is one thing Benjamin Franklin is famous for?
Oh, no. You can't get... Oh, come on, that's not current. U.S. diplomat, youngest member of Constitutional Convention, third president of the United States, inventor of the airplane.
Definitely airplane.
I'm going to say...
Airplane. Say airplane. Benjamin Franklin.
Youngest airplane. Member of the Constitutional Convention?
Honestly, that's what I was thinking.
I don't know.
That's what I was
that's
thinking.
That's wrong.
Oh, no!
That's wrong. I got one wrong.
Oh, no! Uh-oh.
It's U.S. diplomat. All right.
You're going to be executed. That's what happens at the end of this.
You get kicked out. You don't...
Oh, no. I thought we execute you if you get this
we're
wrong.
We're taking the test for citizenship if you're just joining us.
And now we're doing... Okay.
What is an amendment?
What is an amendment? An addition to the Constitution, the preamble to the Constitution, the beginning of the Declaration of Independence, and introduction. Well, I'm getting kind of easy ones here. I
you
say.
Are.
That's an addition.
I got stupid Thomas Jefferson. All so right, what's my next
give
one?
Give me that one. Who signs bills to become laws?
The president.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
Sucker.
All right, you got three right, one wrong.
What are two ways that Americans can participate in their democracy? It's one of these that says all of these answers is one of them.
Pretty much has to be that, right?
I would guess.
Yeah. What are the two ways? What are two ways? I always feel like that's a trick question. I will say all of these answers. Whew!
Got it right.
Got it right.
Wow.
Always go for
how,
all
how come I got the only ancient history one?
All right. What are two cabinet-level positions, Kevin?
Secretary of Homeland Security and Secretary of Treasury. Secretary of Weather.
Weather? Come on, man. Health and Human Services. Oh, the Navy.
And you know, the Secretary of History.
Ah.
I'm going to go Homeland Security and Secretary of the Treasury.
I think you're right about that. And boom. You are. Four. All right. I guess one more and you're good. Or you want to go to the 10?
No, no.
We'll have six.
We can make six, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Or two more. All right.
All right. Whose turn is it? Yours?
You
got such easy ones.
who's in charge
of the executive branch?
I have to tell you, I went here and I changed all of the questions, the order.
What?
On this Google document so that I could get the president and get every... Have I missed one yet?
No.
Woohoo!
All right, what's my next one?
Your next one is, what ocean is on the east coast of the United States?
Atlantic, bitch!
That's not fair. That's
got it. Yes.
All right, give me my question.
What does the judicial branch do?
Resolves disputes, reviews laws. Judicial branch. Reviews laws, decides if a law goes against the Constitution.
Or all of these answers.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to go with all of these answers, although it seems like it's yep.
Whew. You got it right.
Yeah.
Woo. So you have enough to, you're already a citizen?
I how many? I don't know. Have you not been? Oh, you didn't.
No, I'm not making
I thought
track.
You were keeping track. No. You bastard.
No, but I know that only I've missed one.
Yes. Well, you got one more. You
that's
get,
it.
You get this next one right, or we throw you out of
the. All right, under the Constitution,
building.
Some powers belong to the states. What powers belong to the states? Create an army? No. Make treaties? No. Coin or print money? No. Providing school and education? Boom.
Guess that has to be it.
Yep.
And if it clicks, you are a citizen, Kevin.
I did it.
Well done, you.
Did you do it as well?
I did better.